Welcome to KMTS Connections. This is Pat from the KMTS Afternoon Show, and with me today is Debbie Nichols with, this time, the town of Newcastle. And we're talking about the holiday tree lighting and chili cook-off you've got coming up on December 7th.
From 5 to 7 at Burning Mountain Park.
And how many years has the town of Newcastle been putting on this holiday tree lighting?
We're going on about our fifth, since the chamber is not doing it anymore.
Okay. And the tree lighting and the chili cook-off all happens at Burning Mountain Park. With the chili cook-off, do you already have people signed up, people ready to go? They might be telling you that they already have the winning recipe.
Yes, and we're still looking for more. If anybody is wanting to enter, wants to enter their famous chili, it costs $10. And see me at Town Hall or give me a call, 984-2311. I can quickly get an application to you. This year, a little different. We're doing all the judging on People's Choice.
With
a $100 first place prize and a $75 and a $50 second and third.
Okay.
So it's all going to be on People's Choice.
That'll make for some interesting contests. I'm sure you'll have people lobbying and campaigning. Add a little political flair to everything that's going on.
And some of our entrants right now, well, Colorado River Fire Rescue, since they did such a good showing in Rifle, they're going to try it again in Newcastle.
Okay. Yep.
And then I have Newcastle Rec Department is going to step up to the plate and do their chili. And also from past, Richard Sorensen, he's a couple years winner. He's back in the ring.
Okay. A returning champ, and see if he can defend his title.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have different categories for businesses versus individuals versus municipalities, organizations, anything like that?
Everybody's in the same field. Capital Deli says they're going to be there, too.
Oh.
So this is going to be interesting.
This is going to be good.
A lot of good chilies.
It sounds like it. And what a perfect time of year to do it, because things are starting to, you know, cool off. We might have some white stuff on the ground by then, depending on what the weather ends up doing. And what happens if you actually do get too much of that snow on the ground?
If by chance the weather does turn nasty, we will be at the community center.
Okay. Good to know.
Backup plan.
And hopefully you can get everybody in there, because it sounds like it's going to have a good showing.
Yes.
So along with everything else that's going on, what else is going to be happening at Burning Mountain Park on December 7th between 5 and 7 p.m.? You've got the chili cook-off going. There's going to be the holiday tree lighting, but that probably won't be till the end. Do you have any live music going on?
We have Liberty Classical Academy, and Riverside Middle School is bringing in their choir. And then to complete, we have Orrin Moore.
Okay.
Kind of a Celtic holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. Karen and Tom Cochran put on some great music.
Yes. Very excited to hear them.
What time does the music start?
Music start will be between 5 and 7 through the whole thing.
Well, that'll be a great way to get things going, have some holiday carols. I'm sure the classics will be there. Then kick over to just a little Celtic Christmas music as well. So you've got the chili cook-off going. You got people getting some good food, probably getting petitioned as to who they should vote for the entire time, I'm sure. The music in the background keeping everybody in the holiday mood. The tree lighting, of course, that won't come out till the end, and I'm sure the guys have been working pretty hard on that. What else is going on to keep everybody kind of in that holiday spirit and ready for that big unveiling at the end with the tree lighting?
With the holiday tree lighting, we also have being sponsored by Alicia Riddle and Georgina Ford Photography is A Photo with Santa.
Okay.
And we'll have Santa there, and Georgina's going to do some free photos.
Oh, that's really nice.
She's an amazing photographer.
Yeah. I think I've seen some of her stuff throughout the area.
Absolutely. She was at our bike rodeo and caught a lot of good shots at the bike rodeo during the summer.
Now, how long has everybody been working on the tree to get it ready to switch to be thrown?
Jared and the parks crew, they've been working quite a few weeks and getting everything ready.
Mm-hmm.
What they did, since Rosie's old schoolhouse is in transition, Jared and his crew and also some people from New Hope Church, they came in and they decorated right in front of that.
Okay.
It looks marvelous. And then Burning Mountain Park right next to it. He doesn't let me see all of it yet because he likes the element of surprise.
Sure. Got to have the grand unveiling.
Yes. So I'm very anxious to see it on December 7th.
Just the time it must take to get everything completely unpacked and ready to even be put up for an event like this, and much less to have a big unveiling at the end. I cannot even imagine the amount of work that must have been put into this as they get ready for the big unveiling.
Yes, they've been hard at work for 3-4 weeks.
So you've been working hard on this. The Town of Newcastle crews have been working on this for quite a while. Even had some volunteer help from New Hope Church, a few other places, I'm sure. What else has made this event possible?
We also have our sponsors, I do want to mention.
Absolutely.
Not only Town of Newcastle, but we also have Alpine Bank, which always steps up and helps out. And then the Newcastle Chamber of Commerce, they are sponsoring our hot chocolate station this year.
Okay.
So that'll be a lot of fun. And this will all be the day after the Symphony in the Valley doing their Revenge of the Nutcracker at New Hope Church the night before. And then the day after, on the 7th, come see us at the Holiday Tree Lighting and Chili Cook-Off.
Talk about a perfect combination. You have the Nutcracker, and then you get to go the next day to see the Holiday Tree Lighting and sample some chili.
Yeah.
Just get in the mood as December starts rolling in. We'll take a quick break. Once again, we're hanging out with Debbie Nichols this afternoon with the Town of Newcastle. We're talking about the Holiday Tree Lighting and Chili Cook-Off on December 7th between 5 and 7 p.m. at Burning Mountain Park. Entries are $10 if you want to get your world-famous chili in and see if everybody agrees with you. All you got to do is give her a call at 984-2311 or just swing by and see her at Town Hall, and she will get you entered. And you can enter more than one thing. Just remember, each entry is still $10. Keep it right here. We'll be right back on KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections, and this is Pat sitting in for Gabe while he's enjoying the week off. I had to give him a hard time for that. He all of a sudden went, oh, I'm not going to be here, so guess what? But I'm more than happy to be here sitting in with Debbie Nichols from the Town of Newcastle. We're talking about the Holiday Tree Lighting and Chili Cook-Off happening on December 7th between 5 and 7, as long as the weather holds out, at Burning Mountain Park in Newcastle. So we were talking about the Chili Cook-Off, which food and anybody here at the station, especially me, you start talking about food, and that's where we'll definitely spend some time. And we've got entries from all over. We're talking private folks. We've got businesses. Municipal entities.
Yeah.
A little bit of everybody.
And it only, it'll be costing $7 this year for a tasting. So you pay $7, you get to taste whatever chili you want.
And this year, it's a complete wide open field. It's people's choice voting this year.
Yes. This year, all the judging will be done by people's choice.
And $7 gets you tastings from every person, every entity that enters into the Chili Cook-Off.
Yes, and the Chamber of Commerce is going to be hosting the hot chocolate stand, so there'll be hot chocolate available to keep warm, some fire pits around, listen to some good music provided by Liberty Classical, Riverside Middle School, and Orrin Moore. And then Mayor Riddle will be announcing the winners and helping us with lighting the tree.
Which you've had some crews working on hard for the last several weeks.
Yes, several weeks. It takes Jared and his crew 3-4 weeks to get everything prepared.
Wow. You think doing your house is a big chore. I can't imagine doing something like that.
Because he does the whole downtown area.
Right.
And this year they did it, like I said earlier, in front of Rosie's old building. Them and New Hope Church came together and got all kinds of Christmas tree lights and just put on a really nice lighted display
right there.
In front.
Bet his stress level is going to be up just a little when they're getting ready to light that tree. I'm sure it'll be fine. Everything will work out. But before you can get to lighting that tree, we still have plenty to do before that. Of course, Chili Cook-Off will be happening the entire time. Santa will be there. It's nice he was able to take time out of his busy schedule to come down and take some pictures with everybody. You're going to have some live music going the entire time. Choirs from Liberty Classical Academy and Riverside Middle School will be there, as well as Orrin Moore bringing a Celtic taste to the whole thing. Now, going back to the Chili Cook-Off, always leads back to food. You said you're going to have a few folks that have been there before and a few municipal entities that have been there before as well.
So, yeah, we have fire department coming in, Newcastle Rec Department. They promised me they're going to be there. And then, like I said earlier, Richard Sorensen, he's defending his title.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be there along with Capital Deli. And there's a few other people that are private or have already put in their applications. But if anybody would like to, we still got some room. $10, get your chili in.
Is there a cutoff time for entries?
December 2nd. That way, so we can get an idea of who's all.
How much space do you really need to set up?
Yeah.
Do people need to bring any of their own infrastructure, any of their own tables and tents or anything like that?
We'll have everything pretty much set up. They just got to bring 3 to 4 gallons of chili and let me know if they need electricity or not. Some like to have their own, like, burner, propane burner and stuff. It depends upon what kind of setup they have. So then we know how many tables to bring out and such.
How much power to supply for everybody.
Yes.
Make sure that everybody's happy and can actually put on the product that they want to compete with.
And then with our, you know, the photos with Santa, sponsored by Alicia Riddle and Georgina Ford Photography. They'll be doing the photos with Santa and providing one free digital download of the photo with Santa.
Okay. Well, it's nice he can take the time out of his busy prep schedule to come down and...
Yes.
And be able to take photos of everybody. That's awfully nice.
Like I said, at $7 for all the tastings. We have also our sponsors, Town of Newcastle, Alpine Bank, and Newcastle Chamber. I have a live music. A choir about middle school level comes from Liberty Classical.
Okay.
They have done that for a few years now and always have put on a good show. And then Riverside Middle School, they'll be... This is, I think, their second year, if not their third. They'll be in there doing their choir will be showing up too. And then Orrin Moore with their Celtic. They were there at the Newcastle Community Market during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed listening to them, so I thought we'd do a little Celtic type holiday music.
Have the choirs doing the carols and holiday songs.
Yes.
We'll add in... some Celtic music to go along with it all, and that'll be great. So the whole holiday tree lighting, it's actually kind of a new thing for town of Newcastle. They've, of course, always had downtown lit up.
Yes.
But up until recently, it hasn't been its own official event.
We've been working on it about 3 to 4 years now, and each year they like to add more to it.
Of course.
Do a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So this year will be really exciting to see what Jared and the crew has done.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure he's got a few surprises weaved in there, here and there. That'll be great.
Yes.
We'll take one final break. Once again, we're talking with Debbie Nichols from the town of Newcastle about the holiday tree lighting and chili cook-off happening on December 7th between 5 and 7 p.m. at Burning Mountain Park. Entries, if you still want to get in, are definitely available. They're $10 for each chili. So if you got more than one, you just got to pay $10 for each one. Give her a call, 984-2311, or just swing by and visit her at Town Hall. She will get you signed up and get everything taken care of as far as logistics for whatever you need at the Chili Cook-Off. Keep it right here on KMTS. Welcome back to KMTS Connections, and with me today is Debbie Nichols with the town of Newcastle, and we're talking about holiday tree lighting and chili cook-off time, and only happening from 5 to 7 on December 7th, but it's going to be a good time. A lot of stuff happening in that short amount of time. At Burning Mountain Park, you're going to have the tree lighting, but I'm assuming that's probably going to be more towards the end of the evening.
Yes.
So before that, you can get down there and start tasting some chili.
Yes. Chili tasting will cost you about $7. We're still, you know, we have a few more open spots, so if somebody has award-winning chili, join in. Cost you $10 to join in. We have some great prizes.
Can they bring any side dish to that? Like a lot of people like to throw some cornbread with their chili or something like that.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, good to know.
We'll provide the bowls and spoons, and they provide the chili and the fixins.
And you said you were taking entries until December 2nd?
Yes.
That way you know what you've got to prep and get ready for everybody, whether they need electricity or just space.
Yes.
Or both.
And how many, you know, tables and everything mm-hmm. else to set up, we ought to do it. And then we have the, you know, photos with Santa that was sponsored by Alicia Riddle and Georgina Ford Photography.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be great. So kids can have their photo taken with Santa.
And during this whole time, we've got some live music, some live entertainment going on from local artists, as it were.
Orrin Moore, and then Liberty Classical and Riverside Middle School will be both sending in their middle school age kids, choirs, I should say. This all happens, Burning Mountain Park. Plan B, if the weather does turn, we'll be going into the community center. So yeah.
Now, at what point do you go ahead and call it? Is it, you know, real heavy snow, or if it's just lightly snowing, it's still going to add to that mood, right?
Last year we had light snow. We were still there.
Yep.
So I guess...
more hot chocolate, more chili, right?
Yeah. Fire pits, gather around, listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it.
And then at the end of the night, you're going to award the chili cook-off winner.
Yes.
And throw the switch on the tree.
And throw the switch on the tree.
Along with the Town of Newcastle crews, yourself, and I'm sure the countless volunteers you've had, who else has made this entire event possible?
Alpine Bank, big thank you to them, and along with Newcastle Chamber of Commerce, Town of Newcastle.
Something I think we did touch on, but we might want to elaborate on it a little more. What if somebody has two different types of chilies that they want to submit into the chili cook-off?
It would be $10 each.
Okay.
For entry.
That was what I was wondering, if it's going to be that extra piece, but maybe they've got a sweet and a spicier, however they want to do it.
I know. I'm considering maybe my white chicken chili.
Ooh. Oh, that does sound tasty.
I did that the first couple years.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a possibility. I might even enter, too.
Why not? You put all the work into it. You might as well at least try to enjoy part of it without worrying about what everybody else is doing. Now, in the past, you've probably had different categories for the judging, so different flavors, different types of chili. But this year, because it's People's Choice, sounds like it's going to be a completely open field. There's no categories. It's just going to be first, second, third, fourth, fifth, whatever it ends up being, and getting some good prizes at the end.
There's red chilies, and then we have the white / green. But this year, since it's People's Choice, it's going to be kind of like all one. Yeah, that's what we decided to do this year.
So if you're looking for something to do, something to help you get into that holiday mode before we actually get all the way into the late December, go ahead and head on down to Burning Mountain Park in Newcastle and check out the holiday tree lighting. Have yourself some delicious chili of many different kinds. Put in your votes, because it does all people's choices here. And enjoy everything down at Burning Mountain Park on December 7th between 5 and 7 p.m. And once again, don't forget, you can still sign up to enter your chili until December 2nd. Entries are only $10 for each chili. If you'd like to do that, give Debbie a call at 984-2311 or just swing by and visit her there at Town of Newcastle Town Hall, and she'll get you entered and get you set up. Tastings for the chili cook-off will be $7, and that gets you in and gets you access to all of those tasty chilies. And, of course, then hang out and watch that amazing tree get lit at the end of the night. Well, once again, thank you for swinging on by, Debbie, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you.